Well, good morning. It's 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, nice to see you again.
Good to be back, Joey. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Good to have you. And as we get started here, Don, if you would, this is your second visit. So for those just tuning in to this segment, tell them all about what Evergreen Memorial Trust is all about.
Evergreen Memorial Trust is a cemetery company operating 5 properties in Southwest Virginia.
Okay. Now, Don, you mentioned that Evergreen is the historic hub of your company. Do you have walking tours at your other cemeteries as well?
Right. Well, Evergreen Burial Park had a walking tour a couple weeks ago, and we had a nice turnout that day, nice fall day, and highlighted some of the individuals buried at Evergreen. One of the recent people that we put on the walking tour at Evergreen was Bill Overstreet. He was World War II fighter ace. He's the guy that flew under the Eiffel Tower to shoot down a German warplane. And
wow.
So he was pretty noted for that feat.
Don, when we talk about Evergreen being a hub, where exactly, tell our listeners, where exactly are the other cemeteries?
Evergreen's between Raleigh Court and the Wasena neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
Mountain View Cemetery is on Mountain View Road in Vinton. Mountain View Memorial Park is in Franklin County on Grassy Hill Road. That's also the location where we have our natural cemetery called Forest Rest Natural Cemetery. It's a green burial option. And we own Green Hill Mausoleum in Buena Vista.
Okay, Don Wilson with us this morning with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, are there other similarities with the other burial parks?
Well, all of our cemeteries pretty much operate the same, you know, with a real emphasis on serving our families, having well-maintained and beautiful lawns and landscaping. We have traditional upright monuments at all of our cemeteries. We have the flat bronze memorials, too. So they're pretty similar in those respects. We have mausoleum and tomb options, a number of cremation options like niches, and we also offer our Be a Tree program at all of our properties. That's where you put cremated remains in a biodegradable urn and plant a tree with it and put a little stake memorial at that tree. It's been very popular.
Sure. Okay, Don, I understand also your website is user-friendly to individuals who may be doing genealogical research, which is very interesting. How does that work out, Don?
Yeah, we're real proud of our website. Evergreen Memorial Trust, you can go to Evergreen Memorial Trust and find out about each of the individual properties, but also on any of our websites that link at Evergreen Memorial Trust, there is a burial records search tab, and you can enter in someone's name, last name, first name, and get their information. That it pulls it up. It even has a Google Earth map with a pin dropped on the grave location. So it's pretty handy.
Wow. Now, go ahead, Don.
You, in addition to that, Joey, you can add photographs, videos, and those sorts of things, remembrances to the personal memory page of a loved one or family member or someone that you know that's buried at Evergreen. So that's another unique aspect of Evergreen's website.
Okay, so the website for sure, folks, if you like information about Evergreen. Is there another way that as we wrap up today, Don, is there another way our listeners can reach out to you to get more information about Evergreen?
We get telephone calls or folks walking into our offices looking for the grave location of someone, and we're very happy to share with the information that we have.
Okay, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. We'll visit again in just a couple of weeks. Don, interesting information, and good to see you again.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Joey.
All righty. Good morning. It is 8:51 now at WFIR on the Roanoke Valley's Morning News.